Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. In honor of Two Mistress Tuesday, I want to team up with some of my very sexy friends to provide your very own dick review. Want to know what we think of your penis? Mandy is joining me. Mandy, I'm kind of excited about this dick pic thing that we've got going on.
I'm kind of excited about it too, because I think you guys are going to love it. I think you guys are going to want to hear what we are going to say about your dick. Don't you think so?
Oh, absolutely. And some of them, I mean, it's going to be like small penis humiliation. Oh, your dick is so lame and it's so tiny and just looks pitiful. That dick is not getting near my pussy. That kind of fetishy stuff. But,
you know.
And of course, the laughter, right?
Oh my God. You guys love when we laugh at you and your thing. Yeah. Right? They do.
Yes. Yes. But you know what? Here's the thing. Haven't you been on a lot of calls where the guy is like, so can you talk to me about dick size? And you realize it's not a humiliation call. Like, he just has heard his whole life, women want them big and huge, and she's a size queen, and she wants it 16 inches and the size of a small tree trunk. And they're like, you know, I've only got six. Can I still get laid?
Right? Exactly. No, I know. You're right. It's true. It's like, okay. All right. So.
But I think it's also the women in their lives probably don't tell them the truth about their penis. Have you ever lied about a guy's penis when you were dating him and you were love with him and he wasn't into humiliation and you didn't want to hurt his feelings? Have you ever lied?
I have.
So have I.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of hate to say that, but I am, you know me, I'm the type of person who it's like, I don't want to make you feel badly unless you want me to make you feel badly. And I don't want to hurt your feelings. So yes, I have. So we both have it. All right. Yeah.
The one who says, so, did you feel that? Does this feel really, really good to you? And you're like, yes. It did. It just, yeah, it did.
It was great.
Yeah.
Just, it was amazing.
Just hold me, sweetie. Just hold me. And then you like grab his hand and you say, just touch me right here. Or you grab his face, just go down on me. I really like to finish that way. I mean, there's ways around this, but if we've lied about it in order to protect the feelings about someone we care about, then I think other guys know that they've been lied to. So we can provide, oh my God, Mandy, we're providing a public service.
We are. That's true. We are. You're right. I wasn't thinking about it like that, but you know what? That is exactly the perfect way to be thinking about it. We are providing that, aren't we? We are. You're right.
It's a PPSA, public penis, public service announcement. And I also kind of like it because it's a PPPSA.
Oh my God. That was priceless. Well done. Right? Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. So all joking aside, guys, we're going to be honest. I mean, we're not going to be super harsh unless you're looking to have your dick destroyed verbally. But if you really want a kind of honest assessment, sweet, but honest, we're going to give you our first impressions, like visuals, aesthetic impressions, size, shape, grooming, veins. For example, what kind of cockhead do you personally like, Mandy?
So, okay. I might not answer this exactly like you're asking, but here's what I'm going to tell you and what I'm going to tell everybody. I like a cockhead that is not bigger than the shaft. That's what I like. That's appealing to me. Yeah, no, I like it. Like everything aesthetically. So what aesthetically pleasing to me is, is just, you know, symmetrical. And if there's a little leaning left, if there's a little leaning right, that's okay. I don't have any issues with that whatsoever, you know, but I just like everything kind of the same size. So, which sounds like it could be a little different than maybe your desire,
I like that big fucking fat mushroom head that just makes you look and go, wow, boy, howdy. Once boy, you get howdy. The knee, I am just.
I like a big mushroom head, but I mean, if it's a big mushroom head on top of a big, long, thick cock, kind of, right. It just becomes all, it looks, I don't know. It looks right together. It looks right together. All of it together looks right together.
Tidy. Well organized.
Tidy. Oh, my God. Okay.
You like a tidy penis.
I like a tidy penis. I like a tidy circumcised penis. So I like the mushroom head. We're on that. That's real.
So you don't like uncircumcised penises?
I'm not going to throw them out, you know, but aesthetically, they honestly don't please me the way a circumcised penis pleases me aesthetically.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. So now, fellas, this is why you need to do a two mistress call on Tuesdays. Now you can do a two mistress call any day of the week, but on Tuesday, that's when we're running the anniversary special. But this is why you need to have two mistresses on the call, because Mandy, you definitely like circumcised cocks.
Yes. Yes.
But me, I'm apparently the slut of the group. I like them any way they come. And you know what I like about an uncircumcised penis? That mushroom head just comes whoop. And it's like springtime when flowers burst forth from the cold ground to the warmth of the sun, saying, hello, I'm here.
I like that.
And then plus, it's also like a handy repository for all of that pre-cum. So it's like you've got the cockhead in a little bowl, floating in a bowl of pre-cum, which is festive.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'll go with that. It's festive.
It's festive.
Yeah. I mean, not like, you know, like candles floating in a bowl of water. That's really festive. But since we're not talking about candles, we're talking about penises. So, you know, you're right. It is kind of festive. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are the types of insights that you will hear. Maybe we'll be a tad more serious. Maybe we'll be even sillier. But the visuals, aesthetic impressions, size, shape, grooming, veins, etc., manscaping tips. So, for example, what do you think about shaving? Do you like it bare? Do you like a little bit of hair? Do you like the balls bare? But kind of like, I don't know, a little design. Okay, so can I take us on just a quick excursion?
Yes, I was about ready to almost answer your semi-question there. Questions.
Let's go on excursion first.
Now let's do it.
My pussy is sometimes bare, but I usually tend to have just a little bit of landscaping. So a landing strip or like a little triangle. Although one time I did a heart shape in my pussy hair, and I don't know what possessed me, but I dyed my pussy hair pink. So I had a pink heart shape
on your pussy. Hair. Wow. So was this like really festive? It sounds festive. Was this a Valentine's treat in some way, shape, or form?
No, I think I was just feeling frisky. I should really say it's a Valentine's thing. That sounds so much more better than, no, I just decided to do it. Because I don't know why.
Because I was feeling frisky. That's reasonable.
Because I was feeling frisky. So manscaping, what do you like?
So I am less particular here than I am about the cock and how, what word did you use? Do you remember, Olivia? Just neat and tidy. Those are your words.
Tidy. The tidy penis.
You tidy know. Penis.
Like a soup. Tidy penis. I want a disorganized. I want a slightly threatening looking penis.
Whoa.
Apparently.
Yeah. That is not neat and tidy, I don't think. That's does not fit that bill.
Andy, I love you. You love me. We know each other well enough. You know I'm not a particularly tidy person.
Right.
I like things kind of messy.
Yeah.
You know, I think part of the fun is in the mess.
Yeah. Messy can be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. But manscaping.
Yeah. So manscaping. So to elaborate on the little bit that I said, honestly, I am good with a tiny bit of hair. You know, I am good with a bunch of hair. I am good with, you know, no hair anywhere, cock balls, nothing. I am honestly, like I said, I'm not nearly as particular when it comes to all of the grooming.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So
you're fine with like just an overgrown, frothy amount of hair?
So, okay. That will not be my very first choice, especially if the guy is really, 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 really hairy. You know, if he's Grizzly Adams, I might beg off. You know what I mean? But overall, hair, you know, does not scare me. And, So I guess that's my answer. Yeah.
I think the visuals of hair or any permutation of manscaping doesn't really scare me at all. But you know what? If it's really hairy, especially on the balls, you know, that get in my mouth and teeth and just you're spending half of the blowjob going.
Right.
Like, you know, spitting out hair, right?
I know. Or fingers to the mouth, you know, when fingers could be doing something else it's besides taking the hair out of my mouth. Exactly.
Exactly.
Good point.
Yeah. You and I, we are going to discuss this. We will come up with cock rating system. So when you get an appraisal from us, you get an honest assessment or a junk judgment.
A junk judgment. So
junk
what is that?
Judgment.
What does that mean?
Judgment of your junk.
Oh, junk judgment. A judgment of your junk. Duh. Hello? Mandy?
A judgment of your junk. Is this something that you and I would like to jump on, suck on, give a hand job to, lock up? What do we think? I mean, you know, it can go in a wide variety of ways.
Yeah. Give tiny little kisses and say, oh, that's so cute.
Exactly. Aww. I mean, when we rate your cock, you will know that you have been rated.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Junk has been rated.
So I think we should figure out like what kind of rating system, sort of a 5-star review. Do we want to go on a 10-point sliding scale? Do we want to do a graph like on the sea of tidy cocks? You were in the 99th percentile. I mean, these are all the things that we can do. We can get very scientific about this.
I like it. Huh. So we need to figure out how we want to rate, how we're going to do it. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, do we need to figure that out right now?
No.
Okay.
We are going to go into our mistress lair, and we are going to discuss this, and we are going to come up with the perfect cock rating system. Now remember, Two Mistress Tuesdays, it's the special because it's our anniversary. So that's only available in November. But you can call us any day of the week when we're both online. Two mistresses, one cock. You're being judged. Dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia. Ask for Mandy. Or if you're really brave, ask for both of us.